This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 159 of bookcareers.com live. There's a lot going on with people now going back into the office, and some people are still keeping to hybrid working. But whatever your circumstance, remember that our careers clinic runs all year round. Go to the bookcareers.com website and book a call if you want a quick chat about your publishing career or workplace situation. This week we're going to revisit the subject of video interviews. Even though people are going back into the office, interviews are likely to remain mostly remote, at least at first interview stage for the time being. It isn't a personal thing, but often it means that companies can interview more candidates than if they were interviewing face to face. Most people now are familiar with participating in a video interview. However, I'm still getting reports that some of the most basic points are not being addressed by candidates. And whether you realise it or not, these can make the difference between being hired or not. So here are some points to remember. Number one, when booking the appointment time, do ensure that you are available at that time and you will be situated somewhere quiet where the Wi-Fi or mobile signal works. If you know your internet signal is patchy or your mobile always drops out in a particular room, then aim to take the call somewhere where the signal is good. Being somewhere with a bad or patchy signal can seriously hinder your progress in the interview process, especially if the interviewer cannot hear key words or your voice is always cutting out. If you need to take the call somewhere public, then use your headphones and ensure you are somewhere where you can talk freely without hesitation or embarrassment. Number two, before the interview, always check out your webcam or the camera on your phone. Aim to do a test video call to a friend and then get the friend to send you a screen capture of what they see. Because so often, when you do a screenshot you take yourself, you're oblivious to what's behind you and it never appears to be accurate enough. So do ensure that your best seating position is organised where you are facing the front and centre. And if your camera regularly slips during a call, then fix it. Please ensure the camera isn't always looking at the top of your head or elsewhere and be aware of where your camera is pointing. The interviewer shouldn't be seeing only your shoulder or even worse, down your shirt. And always check things like laundry on the radiator. That might be how you live, but someone interviewing you does not need to see this. Number three, have notes around you out of the sight of the camera. Go through the job description carefully and think about what key points you want to mention. Then use either post-it notes at the top of your computer screen or notes which are slightly pushed back from sight on your desk. These notes will help you get your points across in the interview or support you if your mind goes blank. And if there are things you know you always do in an interview, like talk too fast or ramble on forever, have a post-it note by the camera, obviously out of sight, which says a key phrase like slow down. I always recommend you have a post-it note which says smile with a smiley face, as every time you see this, you will smile and that will help relax you. Number four is to remember to have a pen and notepad next to you. And it's fine if these things are clearly in sight. When the interviewer asks you a question or asks you something or mentions something that you want to recap on later in the conversation, you can jot it down and come back to it. It also means you can listen clearly to the question being asked before you answer it. And this is exactly the same as you'd behave in any meeting or any business conversation. And that brings us on to number five. Remember, an interview is a conversation. Whilst you might think it's all about answering the interviewer's questions and it's almost feel like it might feel like a interrogation of questions and answers, it is in fact a conversation where you might ask questions in response to their questions before you answer, especially if you want to clarify a point before you answer. For example, if you are asked to discuss the book you are reading right now, you might reply, "I'm reading two books right now. Which one would you like me to discuss?" Number six, do not interrupt the interviewer. Always let them finish before you respond and do not talk over the interviewer. It's fine if there's a gap or what you might feel as an embarrassing pause, because silence in an interview is golden. But always, always let the interviewer finish speaking before you speak in reply. Number seven, when you are speaking, watch the interviewer's body language, as often that can be a cue that you are talking for too long. Usually, when someone wants to speak, they naturally lean slightly forward. It even happens in a Zoom call, so look for those indicators. Number eight, don't always feel you have to look directly into the camera. Look at the interviewer, and it's fine to stick looking at the interviewer, but do time to time check and look into the camera. Number nine, always send a thank you email after an interview. This will also give you the opportunity to comment on something you may have recalled afterwards or to ask an additional question. What this email does is reaffirm your interest in the job. As to interview questions, both those asked by the interviewer or ones you want to ask, there are a number of previous episodes of this podcast which cover questions as well as the research and preparation you should do before an interviewer of you. To find past episodes, go to the bookcareers.com website, click the link podcasts, which is in the top menu, and use the search box. Now, I trust this episode has given you some things to think about. If you are stuck, do book into our online free careers clinic, which runs all year round. Go to the bookcareers.com website and book yourself in. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.